Good Monday morning on this first week of December, Christmas month. This is your First News Now newscast powered by First United Bank. In news this morning, let you know that during December, Kentucky State Police will be conducting traffic safety checkpoints throughout the Post 2 district. Officers will be checking motorists for compliance with motor vehicle laws, including driving under the influence statutes. Kentucky State Police utilizes traffic safety checkpoints to promote safety for motorists using the public roadways and to provide a deterrent for those who violate laws contained in the Kentucky revised statutes. Those areas in Crittenden County where you might expect one of those checkpoints on Kentucky 297 at US 60, US 641 at Crane, US 60 at Kentucky 365, US 60 near the Livingston County line, US 60 at View Road, US 60 at the Union County line. So as a reminder, be safe this holiday season and do not drink and drive. The Crittenden County Lions Club wants to remind everyone that following Marion's Christmas parade this week, the Lions Club will be hosting its free supper with Santa. That'll be out at the fairgrounds at the Agriculture Building. Your children can sit on Santa's knee and tell him exactly what they would like for Christmas. And you can get a picture. And just want to remind you about some of the other Christmas events coming up this week and beyond. Fredonia's Christmas Parade, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, is at 6 p.m. on Friday. And in Marion, the Christmas Parade is scheduled for 5 p.m. Saturday night, December 7th. That's this coming Saturday. The parade's theme will be White Nights and Magical Lights. And as we mentioned, following Marion's Parade, the Lions Club will host that free supper with Santa out at the fairgrounds. Eddyville will host Christmas in the Park Friday, December 6th, 4 to 8 p.m. at Edible City Park. There'll be a parade, ice skating, gingerbread, bouncy house, Christmas train, and carriage rides. There'll be also some other stuff for children and some treats from the food trucks if you want those. Santa and Mrs. Claus will also be there. Free on Saturday in Marion at Foes Hall is the CAF Library and FCCLA production of How the Grinch Stole Christmas. There will be a reading of that Christmas story, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Scavenger hunt, crafts, and Santa will also be there. Santa's got a busy schedule this week. That event is 10 a.m. until noon on Saturday at Foes Hall. Main Street in Uniontown over in Union County will come alive on Sunday, December 8th from 5 to 6:30 p.m. Local residents will portray scenes inspired by some of the most beloved Christmas movies and stories, bringing some cherished holiday memories to life. Visitors are invited to enjoy this event through the comfort of their own car. You can drive through to get this experience. And Crittenden County Extension Service is offering classes December 9th through 11th to make wreaths and evergreen balls. These classes are going to be held at the Extension Center's Annex on US 60. And just as a reminder, contribution deadline for Community Christmas is at the end of this week, so you'll need to get those donations and contributions to Community Christmas in Marion over to Farmers Bank or Marion Baptist Church. We have some traffic news for you this morning. Over in Caldwell County, the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet, all week long will be doing some erosion control along this side of Kentucky 139. There'll be flaggers there as they clean out some ditches. And we have more news and sports coming up, but let's pause just a moment to hear from our friends over at First United Bank.
In a world that's always changing, staying informed is key. That's why you trust First News Now for your latest local news. When it comes to your finances, trust First United Bank for the solutions you need. Whether it's a checking account, home loan, savings goal, or business service, we're here to help you make smart financial decisions. This is Charlie Day, Market Manager at First United Bank, where our team always puts you first. Please stop by to see us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 498-528.
And as we continue getting you ready for the upcoming Living Christmas Tree performances at Foes Hall, we're introducing you to some of the cast and characters who will be performing in those events over 5 days this month. The first of those will be this weekend on Saturday and Sunday. Saturday's performance is a nighttime event. It will kick off at 7 p.m. and on Sunday, the show starts at 2 p.m. Of course, that's at Foes Hall. Now let's hear from some of the folks who are involved in that program.
I'm Regina Merrick. I'm an alto in this year's Living Christmas Tree Choir, and I've been a part of the Living Christmas Tree since the early 90s. I played for it a few years and have sung in it a few years, and I'm looking forward to a great show.
Hello, my name is LaDonna Heron, and I'm in the adult choir, and this will be my first time in the Living Christmas Tree. I remember coming to see it whenever I was a child, and I always had dreamt of being in it, so I'm super excited to have this experience.
I'm Rebecca Johnson, and I'm the accompanist for the Living Christmas Tree this year. Very excited about it. I did accompany the Living Christmas Tree over 20 years ago. I did it for three different groups, and I loved it then, and I'm loving it again.
And again, those performances will be over 5 days in this month, in December. And the first one will be Saturday night. That will also be after the parade, and it starts at 7 p.m. In local obituaries, Vanda C. Engler, 85, died Thursday, November 28th at her home in Berna. Boyd Funeral Directors and Cremation Services in Salem is in charge of arrangements. And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now. So basketball season kicks off tonight with the Lady Rockets over at Caldwell County. That'll be a varsity-only game, 6 p.m., varsity-only. No JV game tonight, so make sure you get there early for that one over at Princeton. The Lady Rockets are expecting another big season this year. Shannon Hodge, in her 32nd year, has her team primed up and ready to go. And let's hear from Coach Hodge.
You know, we're excited about this season getting underway. We feel like that we can be competitive with anybody on our schedule. This is a team that I feel like can score with anybody. We just have to make the decision about how tough we're going to play, how physical we're going to play. You know, getting it up and down the floor is something that we ought to be able to do and do well. We ought to put some pressure defense on people. You know, I look for us to be able to score from any of the five spots on the floor. So, you know, we think the district, the region, you know, it's all wide open for us. We just have to go play well night in and night out. And I think that consistency, and that, you know, just from a mental perspective, is the key.
Now the Rockets under second year coach Matt Freilichs will be at home against Webster County. Here's a little introduction to this year's Rocket basketball team from Coach Freilichs.
Well, what you can expect to see from the Rockets is that it's a group of guys that are going to continue to compete every night. They're going to continue to trust in each other. They're going to give it everything that they've got. You know, we're going to continue to improve every day. We've got guys that are learning new roles, they're learning new spots, new responsibilities. We have some newcomers to the team this year, so we've got to make sure that, you know, everybody's on the same page when we take the floor. And, you know, that's going to be a lot of the work that we have focused on in practice. just making sure that we're all on the same page when we take the floor, because it's going to be a long season and guys are going to need to be interchangeable in different spots. But, you know, I'm excited about it. This is an extremely deep roster. You know, I can go 10, 12 deep very easily, which is something that we didn't really have the luxury of last year. So looking forward to it. It's going to be an exciting season where we'd love to play a fast-paced tempo, an exciting kind of tempo. But we also want to be able to control our tempo to where if we need to slow it down and run an offense, we can do that.
Now, the boys kick off tonight with the JV game at 6 p.m. at Rocket Arena, and the varsity game will follow. And as I mentioned earlier, the girls' game over at Caldwell County, varsity only, 6 p.m. is tip-off over there. Here are your high school football playoff scores from Friday night in Class A. Raceland beat KCD, Kentucky Country Day, 14-0, and Sayre won 35-14 over Campbellsville. In Class 2A, Owensboro Catholic 27, Somerset 14, and Beechwood 44, Lexington Christian 24. In Class 3A, Christian Academy of Louisville beat Lexington Catholic 50-14, and Union County beat Belfry 43-21. So those Braves will be going to the state championship, and Crittenden County graduate Zach Beverly is one of the coaches on the staff over there at Union County. And we had Jeremy Tackett on last week. He's athletic director over there, so a Crittenden County flavor over in Union County, and they are going to the state championship for the first time ever. In Class 4A, another Crittenden County graduate, Sean Thompson, and his son Avery won Friday night. Paducah Tillman beat Corbin 31-14, and they'll be going back to the state championship for the second time in 4 years. They will play Franklin County, who won 14-10 over Covington Catholic. And down in Bowling Green over the weekend, South Warren, one of the assistant coaches down there, of course, is a Crittenden County graduate, Noah Dickerson. They lost. Bowling Green won that game 31-28 over South Warren. And another 5A game, Cooper beat Highland 61-23. In 6A, Ryle beat Great Crossings 35-7, and Trinity beat Frederick Douglass 17-0. So your championship games in the football playoffs will be Class A Raceland versus Sayre at 11 a.m. on Friday. In Class 2A, Owensboro Catholic, which is in Crittenden County's region and was an opponent twice this year, knocked Crittenden County out of the playoffs. So Owensboro Catholic will play Beechwood at 3 p.m. on Friday. And in Class 4A, Franklin County will play Paducah Tillman at 7 p.m. our time here, Central Time, and that'll be at Kroger Field. On Saturday, Christian Academy takes on Union County at 11 a.m. In Class 6A, Ryle plays Trinity at 3 p.m., and Cooper and Bowling Green play at 7. In college football, Kentucky's football team lost 41-14 to Louisville on Saturday, finished the season 4-8. Louisville finished 8-4. Some have projected that Louisville will be getting a bid to the Gator Bowl, perhaps. UK will be left out of the bowl season, which opens December 14th. And, of course, that bowl season ends January 20th with the national championship. And if you're a Red Tail fan, you got to be excited about Western Kentucky. They beat Jacksonville State 19-17 on Saturday to finish the regular season. And now those two teams will meet again this Friday in the Conference USA championship game. And your undefeated number 8 Kentucky Wildcats basketball team will play tomorrow night, Tuesday night, at Clemson. Of course, the Cats played Duke at a neutral floor earlier this year, but otherwise this will be their first road game at an opposing campus. Game time is 8:30 p.m., and you can watch that if you have a subscription to Fubo or Sling. Otherwise, I don't think it's going to be aired on television. In outdoors, if you're a coyote hunter, you know you can use your lights now. The nighttime season is December 1st through March 31st, and that's when you can use a spotlight to take coyotes. There's some other rules you'll need to see the hunting guide to get all of those. And that hunting guide is online at the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife Resources website. And to close out our First United First News Now newscast, in local meetings, Crittenden County Board of Education will have a special meeting tonight at 4:30 p.m. at Rocket Arena. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.